We're losing patience with bad companies, not just the four of us authors, but Americans generally and people across the globe. Fed up with Goldman Sachs' greed and sickened by BP's pollution, tired of tainted food, tight-fisted employers, and corporate social responsibility that is more marketing spend than true caring for our communities. Society hasn't given up on capitalist corporations. We rely on companies for the basic necessities of food, clothing, and shelter, as well as modern conveniences like computers, air travel, and wireless connectivity. And we love the surprises they generate, from iPads and Wiis to Snuggies and even silly bands. But collectively, we're setting a higher standard for businesses. We're beginning to make it more difficult for them to profit from pillage and plunder. A convergence of forces, economic, social, and political, is pushing business to be better to their employees, customers, and communities. In effect, people are demanding that companies in their lives be good company. We authors are big fans of Jim Collins and his influential 2001 book, Good to Great: Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't, which describes how companies can make the leap from good to great results. In Good Company, we focus on a fundamentally different concept of good, not as decent performance, but as worthy behavior. We have written Good Company for leaders at all levels within organizations, from frontline employees up to the board of directors, who want to be better prepared to help shape the future of their organizations in positive ways. But the book is also written for all consumers and investors who seek to understand, benefit from, and contribute to the emergence of the worthiness era. Good Company is divided into four parts, which can be read in sequence or separately. Part 1 outlines the forces that herald the beginning of the worthiness era. Chapter 1 provides a high-level overview of a convergence of forces, economic, social, and political, that is behind the worthiness imperative, while chapters 2 through 4 describe each of these forces in turn. Part 2 focuses on quantifying the worthiness era from an organizational perspective. If you want to see evidence that good behavior will make or break firms in the near future, go to Chapter 5. If you want to jump right to our Good Company rankings of the Fortune 100, skip to Chapter 6. While the evidence and rankings in this part are focused primarily on large publicly traded companies because of data availability, the perspective is relevant for all organizations, including small businesses, privately held companies, and nonprofit organizations. To get the very latest Good Company rankings, visit our website, goodcompanyindex.com. The site also offers additional features, including the ability to drill down into the data behind each company's rating. Part 3 of the book spells out the essential components of being a good company. For details about being a good employer, go to Chapter 7. More about developing a worthy relationship with customers and being a good steward can be found in Chapters 8 and 9, respectively. In Part 4, Chapters 10 and 11 provide a glimpse into the future of worthiness, including how the concept dovetails with the rise of Asia as an economic power. Work on Good Company began before the Great Recession. We were concerned, to be honest, that harsh economic times might reverse a nascent trend of more ethical economic behavior by consumers, workers, and investors. People could have focused strictly on selfish needs, like low prices and quick high returns. They could have lowered their standards and dealt a blow to the worthiness era, but by and large, they didn't. Despite some personal sacrifice, people continued to make choices that were caring toward others and thoughtful about the planet's future. And as we complete this book in early 2011, all signs indicate those trends will strengthen in the years ahead. In other words, people are keeping each other company better than they have in the past. That means we, all of us, no longer want to keep company with bad companies. And pretty soon, we won't.